You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of August 7th. I am Chris Graveline. If you've been following us for the last couple of weeks, you know that both Dave and I have been battling COVID. Fortunately for me, I'm over the worst of it and on my way to recovery. Dave is still in the hospital, but showing improvement. We've been getting a lot of messages from our listeners, and just let me say thank you. We appreciate all the love and support that you've shown us. Like John in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Hey, guys. I just heard that you were both down with the COVID-19. I had seen the post, but I wasn't sure, so I didn't want to jump to any conclusion, unlike everybody who says everybody is sick with COVID-19, just to pump up the statistics. But you guys really are. Chris, I'm glad you're starting to feel better. I hope that you continue to get better without any complications. And Dave, praying for you. Don't take any chances. Do whatever they tell you. Listen to Chris. All right. Hope to hear from you guys soon. Hope to hear that you guys are both better.
Thank you, John. I especially like the part about listen to Chris. Anyway, stay tuned for updates on our site at intotomorrow.com. There's a link to Dave's Facebook post that he's been trying to update regularly with his status. We are doing everything we can to be back here in the studio as soon as possible to bring you a fresh edition of Into Tomorrow. But meantime, our team of editors, well, our team of Erasmo, has put together some more highlights from recent Into Tomorrow broadcasts. Hope you enjoy and hope to be back in the studio very soon. Don't forget, our summer giveaway is still going on, so keep those calls coming in. Details are at intotomorrow.com.
Thanks for tuning into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline on radio, the original social media. Glad to have you with us here in our Miami studios.
Chris Graveline.
And our Miami studios control room on the other side of that very glass. If you're driving, don't look. But trust me, there's a big glass between us and Danny G in the control room. We've also got Beth in Naples, Horatio in New York City, Erasmo in South Beach, Kim in Coconut Creek, Florida. All of us gathered round doing the research and taking care of things to make sure we bring you into tomorrow.
And we've also got you wherever you are, because many of our listeners have called in to help and provide advice to other listeners.
That's true.
So that makes you part of the team.
Contributing to the show is very important. It's not just a mantra that we hear Cameron saying.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
And thank you, Cam. But he's reminding you now, too, we're in the middle of having just started. Does that make sense? We're in the middle of having just started this week the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And this is when lots of people call in, so we want you to be among them. Stay tuned. We're going to share with you just some of the many goodies we have to share with you.
The grocery delivery service is now more valuable than ever, thanks in part to the pandemic. Instacart announced that it raised $225 million in an investment round, pushing its valuation up to $13.7 billion.
Yikes!
The company said the influx of cash comes as Instacart continues to experience an unprecedented surge in customer demand as households increasingly ordered groceries online because of nationwide lockdowns.
Wow. So I did it once just to see how it worked, and I got almost everything I wanted, but then again, there were too many substitutions that I didn't approve or wasn't happy with or otherwise. And then you let me out of the house. So I started doing my own shopping again with the mask and gloves and body armor and just everything. But the fact is that it kind of worked out, but it was so much more expensive.
Well, yeah, because usually with most of the stores, at least down here, the per item cost is higher.
Yep.
And then you have a delivery fee, and then there's a processing fee. By the time it's
and
all
then you
said,
have tip, and then there's so many things that add on to it.
Right. By the time it's all said and done, you spent $75 for items that you could go to the store and get for like $50.
Easily. And that's why I only did it once. I mean, good for them that their valuation is many billions of dollars now. They should pay their staff better, I guess.
Yeah.
But the fact is, they're making money. And certainly, this is one of those things that, you know, unfortunately, the Rona has given them a lot of opportunity to make more money, just like Amazon, as if Bozo Bezos needs more money than he already has. But yeah, this has been a gold mine for them. And yeah, continues to be.
Maybe we should stop looking at China for the source of this infection and maybe look at Amazon.
Ooh.
Maybe they started the Rona.
Ooh, let's start that conspiracy theory.
That's all we need.
Let's start putting that out there. Oh, yeah, Rona by Amazon.
Yeah, well, and wasn't it Bill Gates that was trying to sell a vaccine or something for us? So maybe he's involved in it.
Yeah, because a lot of people, because he wants everyone to get a chip implanted.
The only chips going in me are coming out of a Lay's bag.
Touché. I love it. Gary in Michigan listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hello, Gary.
I have an iPhone 11, and it makes random FaceTime and phone calls when I don't even have the phone icon selected. It'll be in my pocket, and all of a sudden it'll be FaceTiming somebody, or it'll be calling somebody, and I seem to have no control over it.
Well, Gary, it seems to me like you're just butt dialing. It simply boils down to that. To be honest, it does sound to us like you're just not locking your phone before you put it in your pocket. You're talking about an iPhone 11, which has Face ID. The inside of your pocket shouldn't look an awful lot like your face. So you shouldn't be able to pocket dial anyone. With Face ID on, unlocking the phone is pretty effortless. So there's really no reason to not lock your phone before you put it in your pocket or in a purse or whatever. It's not any harder than closing a flip phone, and it should prevent this issue entirely. So first of all, do Face ID. Turn it on and see if that doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah, now, as an iPhone user, I can pretty much confirm that that's exactly what you're doing. I'm famous for forgetting to lock my phone before putting it in my pocket. In fact, a few weeks ago, I was out doing some yard work in the 95-degree South Florida sun, and I heard my phone ring from my pocket. It was my mom asking if I had just pocket dialed her. She said that she got all excited that I was actually calling her, but when she answered, all she heard was rustling noises and the muffled sound of me cussing.
Because you were working in the garden.
Well, I was fighting with some stubborn weeds that wouldn't come out of the ground. So after her guilt trip, I took a break and talked to her for a while.
Well, you better.
I made it sound like, no, I was trying to call you.
And it wasn't connecting, and I thought I disconnected. And then I thought, let me go garden a little and think of dear old mom while you were cursing.
Yeah.
Now, that's nice. But, Gary, you see what we're saying is that if you have the Face ID on, right, that's what it's called for you iPhoneies?
ID.
Okay, because I don't have that problem with my Android. But if you have Face ID on, it shouldn't be a problem, right? I mean, you have to then let it see your face before it turns on so it can't butt dial.
Right, and they've actually pushed out an update in the last few weeks where if it doesn't recognize your face right away, it'll automatically give you the option to put your code in.
Well, that's important because we talked about that on the show a couple of weeks back or so that, again, not a problem with my Android device, but you guys, you iPhoneies, Kool-Aid drinkers, were having problems with that. If it wasn't recognizing your face because you had the mask on or you had sunglasses on.
So we just had to wait like 3 seconds.
But that's an eternity in this tech world. And instead, you want to be able to instantly put in your PIN.
Well, now we can.
Finally. I think it's because Apple heard us complaining on the show.
Probably.
Yeah. And they thought, you know what, we better fix that for the Into Tomorrow listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Forget everybody else. It's just for our listeners. Joe in Durham, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello, Joe.
I just wanted to alert you so that you can notify your listeners that I've been getting junk email that claims it's from the U.S. Census Bureau. And I know the U.S. Census Bureau doesn't send you emails asking you to complete a survey. I haven't responded because I believe that this would just be to my detriment and anyone's detriment who responds. So I just wanted to warn your listeners to beware.
Well, and you have done just that, Joe. Thank you very much. And of course, Chris found this from the actual Census Bureau. If you get an email and think it's bogus, do not reply. Do not click on any links. And do not open any attachments. What should you do then?
Forward the email or website URL to the Census Bureau. They say it's at ois.fraud.reporting@census.gov. But we'll have this on our site at intotomorrow.com.
So because everybody won't remember that?
No, of course
that's
not.
Sure. Yeah. Typical government email address.
I just read it. I don't remember it.
Something about census.gov.
Yeah. And then delete the message. They said that they'll investigate and notify you of the findings.
Yeah, if there are any findings. Let's go to Sadie in Jacksonville, Florida, up the road a further piece, listening to the podcasts. Oh, and we love you for it, Sadie, calling in using the Into Tomorrow app.
What are some affordable, good quality air purifiers out there that remove pet dander, mold, mildew, and pollen particles from the air? And what should I be looking for when purchasing an air purifier, such as like features, to know that it's going to be a good quality product?
Oh, that's a different question. I like the variety of questions our listeners are coming up with lately. It still involves tech, so it's what we cover. Well, Sadie, it depends on what you need it for and, of course, what room you intend to put it in. Some air purifiers specialize in removing germs and mold spores, smoke, allergens like pollen, or even for bathroom odors. The bigger the room you need to clear out, of course, the bigger and the more expensive the machine. Another thing you need to consider is how often the filters need to be changed or cleaned in order to stay effective. For the issues that you mentioned, though, we do have a couple of recommendations for air purifiers that won't break the bank. First one is Germ Guardian AC4825. They have convoluted model numbers and stuff. This one costs just under $100, has three different filters, a carbon filter, true HEPA, high-efficiency particulate air filter, and a UVC or an ultraviolet C light. This one is great for smaller rooms. Now, next on the Ion 4-in-1 True HEPA air purifier is another one. This one's just under $60, comes with the same three filters. A nice plus is that it consumes low amounts of energy.
Now, you might want to also check out the Holmes HEPA type desktop air purifier. This one's about $40 and much smaller to fit onto a table. And if you stop by intotomorrow.com, we've got some more information for you, including the answer to your question about what you can look for when purchasing.
Nick in Windsor, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW, and we love you, Nick, calling in using the Into Tomorrow app.
I've just started adding some smart devices like smart light bulbs, doorbells, and cameras. I'm the only one in the house. Will I need to get a new router too? I still use an Android box, which goes over the Wi-Fi, so I'm wondering if it might require a faster router. My router's maybe 6 years old.
That's a great question, Nick, because you hear us talk a lot on the show about if we keep adding more and more people and devices and things and IoT stuff, you look at your router because you're probably slowing everything down. But in your case, I don't think you'd need a new router just because you added a few extra devices, unless your original router was very cheap and underpowered to begin with. Your new devices are typically relatively dormant most of the time, and they don't generate a lot of traffic or require a lot of bandwidth, for that matter. Routers are not all equal. So the fact that it was made 6 years ago doesn't tell us too much. For example, there were already some gigabit Wi-Fi routers out on the market 6 years ago, and a router that can handle a gigabit connection should be able to handle a few more devices.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, a home router should be able to handle in the neighborhood of about 250 devices. But Wi-Fi is a fairly heavy protocol, so people who truly like home automation and truly dislike getting off the couch sometimes prefer lighter weight wireless protocols that just rely on home automation. Now, still, you and a bunch of home devices are probably not going to be making your router sweat too much if it's a decent one. Change it if it gives you trouble, but it probably won't.
Yeah, a good indication is if you add a bunch of stuff and you notice everything else slowing down, and maybe it's time. And you just add a router. Go with a mesh network. Much more expensive, but well worth it. Thanks, Nick. Let us know what works out best for you, because it'll help our other listeners as well. All the way into tomorrow.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He said, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-2468-751. 1-800-2468-751. 1-800-2468-751. 1-800-2468-751.
Be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000. Don't forget you can listen 24/7 on our website. StreamGuys.com helps us stream the last several weeks of Into Tomorrow nonstop at intotomorrow.com.
Oh, there you go. And if you have trouble falling asleep, just turn on our 24/7 stream. And we'll hopefully get you to sleep. That's what I meant. Jake in Colfax, Washington, listens on KMAX. Hey, Jake.
I know I'm a little late on this, but a few weeks ago, a caller called in and asked what was the best, cheapest phone. And I had a response to that being, if you're looking for a phone that'll get it done, like, for instance, I'm using a Samsung Galaxy A10e, which has 2 gigabytes of RAM, and it works wonders for me compared to what I had before. And it was only about $100, so if you're looking for the most bang in your buck, I'd go with the Galaxy A10e. Or if you want to have that special fruit on it, you get the Apple iPhone SE, which I've heard has also worked wonders for other people.
Well, Jake, you're right, but never mind the special fruit. It doesn't have to have a piece of fruit on it in order to be good. I like his suggestion for the Galaxy. And thank you, listeners helping other listeners, some of our favorite calls. Jeff in Erie, Pennsylvania, listens on WPSE. And, of course, we love you, Jeff, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app. Hey there.
And I'm wondering if there's a way on an iPhone to delete messages without going through 3 buttons to delete one message. If you highlight it, it says delete, delete for me, and then another delete. Is there a way to do it just one time?
Yes, get an Android phone. And then you, I know that's not the answer you're looking for. But Jeff, yes, there is. If you want to delete individual messages, you can hold your finger down, long press, they call it, on one of the message that you want to delete. For example, that delete you mentioned will come up, but there will probably be a second more options button. Select that. You'll get a checkbox next to each message, which will allow you to delete the ones you don't want to see anymore in bulk. So you can delete them just all with a single tap at the end. If you'd prefer to delete the entire conversation instead, you can just swipe to the left and tap on delete.
Yeah, now, text messages don't take up an awful lot of space, but if you're worried about the media attached to them, because when somebody sends you a picture or a video, that takes up a lot of space, you can go into your phone settings and set a deletion policy that will just automatically get rid of any message older than a certain range. You may have that set to keep forever, but there are other options that will allow your phone to take care of this for you so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Not only for Jeff, but everyone listening on any device, Android, iPhones, whatever you got. The point being is that your phone will save these things unless you get rid of them or unless you set something. And it's a good thing to do just that. Same thing with your email. I had an email server issue a couple of weeks ago because I was running out of space. And yeah, I get a couple thousand emails a day easily, but I wasn't deleting old attachments and things like that. So all of a sudden the server just started screaming. Ah, yeah. So I went through and got rid of a bunch of old stuff. Good thing to do anytime, and it will absolutely help you all the way into tomorrow.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
And see, Jake qualifies because he just helped another listener. And that's participating on the program. And once you participate, you qualify for these goodies. No promises, no guarantees. There's the legal thing out of the way. But mention two or three items that you are about to hear, or they're all listed and updated at intotomorrow.com. We'll do our best to get one of those to you. For example,
from Kingston, they sent a few of their Iron Key D300 64 gigabyte secure USB flash drives. These things are worth $250 each.
That's pretty awesome. Razer sent a bunch of their cool stuff. Their Black Widow lights. Silent mechanical keyboard, a couple of those each. Their high-speed wireless mouse that lasts up to 450 hours. And their Kaio webcam, perfect work for home webcam with built-in adjustable ring light and more.
Backed by popular demand this year, WeBoost sent their Drive Sleek, a single-user vehicle cell phone signal booster, and their Drive Reach, the multi-user cell phone signal booster.
Ah, from SimpleSense, water leak and freeze detectors, around-the-clock protection and alerts. They sent six of those to share with some of our audience.
For the musicians out there, Yamaha sent an acoustic guitar with authentic reverb and chorus, and their Sonogenic Keytar enables playing without wrong notes.
I mean, that's $2,000 worth of stuff from Yamaha. Pretty darn cool. And from Data Locker, could you use a 16 gigabit encrypted USB flash drive worth $150 for a USB flash drive? Well, they sent three of those to be able to participate in the cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway. And you win prizes by simply doing just that, participating on the show. Call anytime, 800-899-INTO, or use the free Into Tomorrow app.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 25th year on the air covering the latest in consumer tech, gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of things available to you today and into tomorrow. And of course, your participation makes the broadcast. So we absolutely want to hear from you anytime, by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You've got a question about anything involving consumer technology that we can help with. Let us solve your digital dilemmas. You can do it the old-fashioned way, if you will, by calling the following toll-free number. Here, make a note. I've got a pen for you. Or, even better, using the audio option on the free, updated, brand new Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and snag it for your smartphone, tablet, or what have you. Or 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. At just 27 years old, our next guest is the founder of a leading teeth whitening system. And he's already fun to talk to, I can tell you that right now. The CEO and founder of Snow is Josh Elachechi, but otherwise known as Josh Snow, right? Hey, Josh, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
Did I butcher your last name terribly, or was it close?
I've heard it probably 5,000 different ways now, so I've now forgotten exactly how it's pronounced. So Josh, I go by Josh Snow now because it's a lot easier to remember too.
Sure, and it's what you do. So tell me first about starting this company and what it's all about, and then let's get into the technology that you're using.
Of course, yeah. So I've been building and selling companies for over a decade now. Started really, really young, as you can do the math there. But I had oral surgery about 5 years ago and was buying, all kinds of products, on Amazon and that my dentist was recommending, my surgeon was recommending. And one day I'd come home and I'd spend a few $100 on all these different products for, dry mouth, and I had braces and then I, went through the surgery. So I just wanted to have everything I could to make sure that my recovery was smooth as possible. And, looking at the products on the dining table, I said, gosh, these are not pretty products. These look very, sterile and dental. And I said, why can't oral care, something, like the toothpaste, why can't I be excited about something I use two times a day? And so, I decided to pair my experience in, the beauty and cosmetics world and the marketing and branding world. And then my background in technology, I started off as a programmer and studied information systems in college.
Oh,
cool. And I said, okay, if we could blend these three things together, maybe we'd have something interesting. And that's where the very beginning, the very start of Snow, which started as Snow Teeth Whitening, which is now just Snow, was like, could we create the Colgate and Crest of the modern day? And so far, we've been doing a great job and having a lot of fun in teeth whitening, and now we're expanding into the rest of the oral care aisle.
Yeah, because you're using LEDs, and we'll get into that in a minute. But one would think, after all these years of all these companies, you mentioned Colgate and whatnot, of coming out with teeth whitening toothpaste, and I've never noticed a difference. It's good to know that someone like you, Josh, came up with a system using technology and not having to put strips on or do weird stuff, but maybe using the technology to make a difference. And it seems to be making a difference.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, really what it was is trying to bridge the gap between what was on the market, at the time for consumers to whiten at home. Strips, and then you have the in-office treatments, which could be $500 plus.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of one size fits all. And if you're someone like me, and it sounds like you're like me with sensitive teeth, that's kind of the and I've done those a few times, that's kind of the last thing you want to do is an in-office treatment, because unfortunately it's not your dentist's fault, it's just the way the system is set up in office. It's kind of a 60-minute one size fits all, and you're going to end up with zingers if you're like me.
Yeah.
Which zing you, and they're painful shocks, to your teeth all week long. And so, I was like, okay, there's got to be something that's convenient that gives the results of an in-office treatment, but uses real technology. And so, I started to study, the LED technology to understand how can we create a serum that is actually accelerated by the LED technology. And so that's where we paired the LED accelerating mouthpiece with the proprietary serum. We're now on our seventh version of the serum, multiple whitening agents in there. And so it allows you to get that professional result, but it's designed around, ideally not causing sensitivity. It's designed for sensitive teeth. And so you can get that beautiful white smile, and we try to teach about a lifetime of white smiles. So instead of just doing a power wash overnight and then compromising your enamel or compromise your sensitivity, Snow is there to give you a lifetime of confidence.
So that this is something that you can use and you get some teeth whitening going on and then maybe not use for a little while and then start it again? Or is this something that you should be doing every day, you mentioned, as part of your lifestyle?
Yeah, well, we typically say, if you're not whitening, you're yellowing. That's only because, even if you don't drink wine, coffee, if you don't smoke cigarettes, or even if you don't drink tea or soda, and let's say you just drink water, just the foods you eat throughout the day are going to, stain your enamel over time. And so once you go through, we recommend when you first get the system, a 21-day, kind of power wash, so to speak. And then you can choose, some customers will stop 3 days in because they're happy with where they're at. Some will go the full 21 days. Some will, you know, it's very flexible and it's based on what you're looking for. Everybody's teeth are different. And then you can move to a maintenance kind of schedule where you may whiten once a week, once a month, twice a week, depending on how white you want to keep your teeth and depending on your lifestyle habits.
Gotcha. Now, of course, you have a wired unit, which you put this thing in and plug it into your phone or a tablet, and it's powered by USB, or a wireless unit, which, of course, I went with because wireless, and I thought that was good enough. What's the main difference between the two, and why should someone choose one over the other?
So, you know, we have about 500,000 customers now, and the majority of them are on our wired system, which plugs into any smartphone device, iPad, computer, you name it. And the wireless we introduced because we wanted to add a couple features. So it's the exact same formula in terms of the whitening serum in both. It's also the same LED technology. So you can get, you know, comparable results within, you know, 90% of the same results on either system. But the wireless system is water resistant. So let's say you wanted to, you know, while you're showering, you know, having a 10-minute shower, you do a 10-minute whitening session. It also includes self-sanitization. So when it's charging, it's using ultraviolet technology to kill 99.9% of germs and bacteria on that mouthpiece. And it also has a few kind of cool things. You know, there's a mobile app if you wanted to power it through there. There's a shake-to-wake technology, so there's an accelerometer inside of there so you can shake it to turn it on. And then the last thing that's kind of interesting is there's red light therapy that's added to that. So instead of just the blue light therapy for teeth whitening, we also added the dual light technology. So the red light is great for helping to kill some of the germs, bacteria in the mouth that are known for causing gingivitis and gum disease. And it also stimulates gum health. So red light therapy for gums. So, you know, you can bounce between the two. You can do a whitening session, then you can do a red light session. Or we have some customers who, once they're to their shade of whiteness, they'll use the red light therapy just to help with gum recession, gum irritability, or overall gum health.
So how often should you do the red light therapy?
So, you know, the red light therapy, we have a lot of customers who will do that, you know, a few times a week just because, you know, they've already been told by their dental professional that they're seeing some gum recession.
Okay.
That's generally caused by, you know, maybe brushing a little bit too rough for years over time. It could be genetic. So, you know, they're using it a few times a week. Other customers are focused mostly on the whitening, part of our product, which we're famous for. And then they will mix in a red light therapy session maybe once a week or as little as once a month. So it just depends on where the customer's at, what's kind of a top of mind concern. Is it whitening as well as gum health? Is it only gum health? And we have a version coming out soon that is specifically only for gum health. So if you wanted a little bit more of an inexpensive option and you were only interested in gum health, you didn't care about the teeth whitening side of things, you could use that product specifically.
Josh, I'm going to ask you to hold on just a couple of minutes. We'll do our thing with a couple of little commercial break things that we've got to do and then come right back. We're talking with the CEO and founder of TrySnow.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. We're talking with Josh Snow, if you will, the CEO and founder at trysnow.com. Let's talk for a minute, Josh, about why LED versus, I guess, UV is what some of the dental professional things use. And you talk about the safety of LED. How does that play a role?
You know, the LED is as safe as, you know, the iPhone or Android phone that you're using. You know, we use a safe nanometric spectrum that is below the ultraviolet spectrum. Ultraviolet, is very effective. The issue is that when you're using it at home, you know, you're not going to have the gingival barriers around your gums to be able to, block off your gums. You have to wear goggles. You know, there's a reason why ultraviolet is only done in office, because it does require medical supervision or dental professional supervision, where LED does not require those type of safety precautions because, like I said, it's on an iPad or tablet or your phone. The science behind that is we had to re-engineer the formula so that it was photocatalytic, which just means that it responds to our LED light so that it accelerates the whitening process. And so, ultraviolet is stronger in terms of, opening up the shades on your teeth and getting that kind of power wash that you might be looking for. Unfortunately, it's likely to lead to sensitivity. And so we said, okay, instead of having one session that's just super powered, what if we could have, a daily session or, a 21-day kind of routine, because you're going to have your teeth for hopefully a very long time. There's no reason to compromise your enamel or compromise, your sensitivity or anything like that. So the LED is safer. It's easier to use. It's safe to use at home. You don't have to worry about, having to block off your gums or wear goggles or anything like that. And you end up with the same result. It might just take a few days longer, but you're not having to deal with sensitivity. And you also now own the system at home, so that whenever you want to whiten or touch up, you have the system there with you, as opposed to having to go into the office or having to mess with messy strips or anything like that.
Gotcha. So now I even better understand why, where you say on your website, for example, whiten longer for faster results. Maybe you don't want to have to go the full 30 minutes all the time for those 21 days initially. Maybe you cut it down a little bit, especially if, like me, you're sensitive. And you do 10 or 15-minute sessions and stretch it out. It might take a couple extra days to get that whitening that you're looking for, but you're not going to have the sensitivity.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is we wanted to make it so that it was, realistic and logical, in the sense that someone might be, getting ready to go to sleep for the night, and they might have longer. They might be watching a TV show. They might have an event coming up soon where they really want to have that wow kind of factor. People say, wow, your teeth look great, and they've got 3 days to get there. So we have some customers who will whiten, 30 minutes at a time, 60 minutes at a time. They will use the extra strength serum to get to that point much more quickly. And then we have our, standard, users that are, either on a maintenance schedule or, just are looking for, they're not in a hurry for the wider smile. So they can, they might have 9 minutes when they're showering to do it, or they might have, on the way to work. I mean, you can really whiten anywhere you go. We call it snow on the go. And so, whether you're traveling, whether you're on the plane and you have a meeting that you're about to step into, whatever it might be, or you're preparing for a date for the night or an event, it's really based around your schedule. It could be 9 minutes, it could be 20 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be 30 minutes, or it could be an hour. You really can control based on, your comfort level and what, the results you're looking to get and the time you're looking to get. You will get to the results you're looking for regardless. You can just choose how soon you'd like to get there.
Gotcha. Now tell me a little bit real quick about the serum. This is something that you kind of paint your teeth with, right, before putting in this LED device into your mouth. And by the way, it's not at all uncomfortable. You might drool a little the first couple of times because it's just something a bit unusual, but that's easily handled as well. But tell me about the serum.
Yeah, absolutely. So the serum, and by the way, we try to make that mouthpiece. We use medical-grade silicone. We've gone through probably 100 size iterations on the mouthpiece in order for it to be as comfortable as it is. And we believe it's the most comfortable mouthpiece, on the market. We really strive for that and listen to our customers. And then the formula is really where a lot of the magic is happening. The LED accelerating mouthpiece, the mouthpiece is there to help keep everything in place. It's there to activate that serum, that photocatalyst. But what the serum is interesting because we've included multiple whitening agents in there. So traditionally, you're only dealing with the hydrogen peroxide active ingredient. We've added in three separate active whitening agents inside of that one formula. And then we've also padded it with anti-sensitivity blend inside of that. So as you're whitening, you're also, helping to prevent against any sensitivity that comes with that. And then the LED is there to make sure that it's going deep and it's actually whitening. So it's not just a surface level whitener. It's actually getting into the enamel. It's removing those stains, deep wine stains, coffee stains. We have some customers who, smoked a pack of cigarettes for 30 years and drink tea and coffee every single day, and they enjoy a glass of wine. And we say, look, you don't have to change your lifestyle habits. You don't have to stop drinking coffee in order to have a snow white smile. You can do everything that it is that you're doing. Again, we wanted to make it very realistic. And so the serum has multiple ingredients in there that are attacking the whitening side. It has an ingredient there to help against sensitivity. It's got a light minty taste to it. And so we've really kind of accomplished having an extraordinary formula for whitening, but we also made it realistic where it's going to stick to the tooth as you paint it on like a picket fence. It's going to stay where you put it, which is very important. And then it's got that photocatalyst in there that's going to accelerate the whitening process. And we also refrigerate the serum before we get it out to the customer. So it is as fresh as it's made. It's on its way to the customer, which keeps its potency. It lasts up to 2 years. But if you keep it in the fridge, you will maintain some of that potency, as we ship it.
Okay, terrific. Now, the interesting part, Josh, and that is how much? Because I think people listening are saying, okay, you got me. I'm in. You had me at make my smile better. So the wired and or wireless system, two different devices, similar devices, but two different products for cost. How do you break that down?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have, like I mentioned, they have the same serum, so you're gonna expect similar results either way. Mm-hmm. The wireless system, which has the bells and whistles, it looks differently. It also comes with our anti-aging lip balm inside of the package, which is a top seller. You can buy that separately, of course. So we have packages starting at $99. So if you're gonna get the up to 6 months of treatments with the wired system, that's one that plugs into any smartphone. Or tablet, that one you'll get the entire system for a retail price of $149. And then the wireless system is double the price at $299. And we are constantly working on different versions and different packages. We also have zero interest, zero fee payment plans. So, okay. The wired system, $37, and you can take home the system from trysnow.com. Same thing with the wireless. So we try to make it as easy and affordable as possible. When it breaks down to the per usage, it's actually cheaper than a lot of the stripped products that you might be used to. So you're getting an advanced formula, advanced technology, and you're owning the system. And when it comes down to about a dollar per use per whitening session, it's very hard to compete with when you look at it that way.
Sure. And as you've said, Josh, you own the system, so you can always go back and use it again. This has been, of course, invented and made in the USA. And on top of that, every order helps provide dental care to a child in need. And you can find out all about that when you visit trysnow.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Josh, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck. You've obviously hit on something that is getting a lot of appropriate attention. We're happy to help you promote it.
Thank you, Dave, so much. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure as well. TrySnow.com. Just like it sounds, very easy. You'll see all about the all-in-one snow teeth whitening kit and how you can order it and join these 500,000-plus happy customers. Oh, and there are a lot of celebrities, too. Well, hello. I use it. But you'll see all kinds of fun stuff at TrySnow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. The lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
Welcome back to Into Tomorrow. I'm Cameron Graveline. We really love getting more app calls, so please let us hear you on the show. Now, here's Dave.
That's too bad Cameron doesn't want to take over the show.
He really put on that pukey announcer voice there, didn't he?
That's his regular voice. He's all excited about, getting on the air.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We have so many people that are always saying we want to hear more of Cam. I think he should take over the show. If this cold, it's just a cold, I'm convinced, gets any worse, maybe next week Cam will be hosting.
Maybe.
That'll be kind of a challenge and fun, no doubt.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
All 3 hours of Into Tomorrow are available for you at intotomorrow.com.